Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few, but if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. com.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let's go to Wes Kazmark, owner of one of the co-owners of the Surf Mall on the Ocean City Boardwalk. Wes, I know, really busy day. Thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. Thanks for having me on, guys.
So, Wes, which brother are you? The good brother in the mind of me or the bad brother? And now, in the mind of Dan, I guess it doesn't matter. You're both good brothers because he's one of these pesky millennials charging for peanuts. You know, give me those peanuts, put it on my card.
So, Wes, to clarify, I'd rather pay the 3.5% than go to a only cash-only place, but I also highly respect those that take credit cards and don't charge the fees. So where do you stand?
Yes. So I'm the guy who does not charge.
Yes, and it's, buddy, yes.
it's actually funny how the world has changed so much because, you know, 10, 15 years ago on the boardwalk, people be asking questions like most commonly asked question was, do you guys take credit cards? Nowadays, I guess post-COVID era, all that kind of stuff, the first question people ask sometimes are, do you guys take cash anymore? Like it's flipped that much in the way the consumer spends now. So the people charging the 3%, my brother included, I mean, I certainly understand why they're doing it. It's definitely we've chosen not to go that route, but I do get it. If that makes
sense. Sure. But, you know, the story indicated with your brother and for you too, then, if you can give us a ballpark, I think in the article it said it could be thousands of dollars a month or more that you owe back to the credit card company, right?
Yes and no. I mean, it's a lot of money back, but credit cards have always charged fees. It's just recently now the fees have just increased over time because I think you have things like Apple Pay. You see the way the consumer spends now, you know, they went from just using credit cards to now they're just using their phone devices and, you know, with Apple Pay and things like that. So you just see cash used less and less all the time. So I guess the credit card companies felt like, you know what, they're using us a lot more than they used to. So we're going to amp that fee up. So that's why you saw a lot of businesses not take credit cards over the years, which is totally an impossible thing now. But that's why you would see them not doing it in the past, because you always got whacked with the credit card fees. They're just more now than they used to be before. So it's not like it's like thousands of dollars, and it was never that. It was always something. So, but I mean, it's considerable. It's a considerable cost, but that's just that's the cost of doing business to us. I mean, to me, I mean, cost of goods are more than they used to be. Payrolls more than it used to be. I mean, my gosh, living in New Jersey, buying a having a bag in the stores, triple what it used to be. So it's just one of those things that, unfortunately, if you're a business owner, you're met with a lot of different challenges financially that you didn't have in the past. And you know, for us, it was just you know, we just incorporate, you know, we don't incorporate that 3% into like raising our prices, but our prices, you know, you got to do a little bit more than a Keystone these days because of all the things I just said. Shipping costs are a lot more, all that stuff. There's so many costs that didn't exist 20 years ago, you know.
Yeah. Is there an item in your store that people say, boy, this is sticker shock? They understand inflation and all the stuff going on. Like, do you have beach chairs in your store?
Right. Yeah. So I barely carry beach chairs anymore. That was one of those things that was a COVID item that, because it was shipped overseas and overseas shipping costs went through the roof during COVID, and you know, beach chairs are big bulky items. They literally doubled in price in 1 year. So that's just something. I mean, I'm in a couple of different industries on the boardwalk. That was just an item. I carry it. I make like no money on it. It's almost just a convenience item for the customer to come in asking for a chair. I got to have one, but I no longer. It's not something that I count on as far as like a main source of my income anymore. So reasons like that.
So Wes, look, I would use a debit card. Let's say I'll set an over and under here, and maybe you can tell us how far down this goes with people. If it was a $100 purchase, I still might pay cash for it, depending. But certainly, I don't get $5 things, and you're going through this. My producer believes that everything is so secure now. There's so many layers. Identity theft is never going to happen.
It's secure, yeah.
It's all secure.
It's better than
having
soggy bills in your
business. Yeah, and I'm sure there's a degree of security. But am I right that, you know, cash, you have no risk if you're paying with cash?
Yeah, I mean, I would say things are very secure on the credit card front just by dealing with so many. I mean, I have stores in three different towns, and my boutiques, my fashion boutiques especially, like, there are really high ticket items. So like, there are a lot of credit card there, which is another reason why we don't do the convenience 3%, because 3% on like a $200 purchase is a huge cost to pass over to the consumer when they, you know, they don't realize that adds up like that. So I haven't had issues from a security standpoint. I just find that people just seem to not carry cash anymore when everything in their life is on their phone. You know, whip out that iPad, they just put the phone or the iPad, they rip out their cell phone, they hover it above the screen and it's done in 2 seconds. And it's like, they haven't even thought about it. You know,
well,
and,
you know,
and
what
I think,
I'd like to set up at the Surf Mall. We can have my producer Dan with his phone. I'll have my wallet. And it'll be like Doc Holliday, and he's Johnny Ringo. I'm going to shoot him down, getting that cash out quicker, paid with you and all right, my way than he is with this.
When you're working the cash register, yeah, which I'm sure you do, Wes, being a great owner, what's quicker to move through the line? Is it people with the cash in their hand or the people with the credit card that just quickly swipe and move aside?
Oh, God.
You know what? It's so funny you say that, because I'm so an autopilot used to people using credit cards now. When I'm on my POS system and you click the cash or credit option, I shoot myself in the foot, and before I even ask them, I'm already on the credit card screen. And then when they're like, we're going to pay cash, I got to go back, and I got to cancel the transaction.
There you go. Yes.
So, causing trouble, Dom.
So it should be cash, but I'm so used to people paying a credit card now. It's you know, it's probably you might get 1 in 8, like 8 to 10 sales that are cash. It's so
only 1 out of 8 to 10 sales are cash. Oh my God.
It's really that way now. Yeah. It's crazy how
Dan, you had something.
Yeah, so inside the mall, I don't know if this is one of your stores, but there's a t-shirt store, and then in the back you have the band t-shirts and all, but a common theme on the Ocean City Boardwalk is the trends, and it's very weird that it's almost like you're ahead of the trends. You go through all the boardwalk stores. I've always been curious, as someone that's a proprietor of one of those stores, or I think you are, who's in charge of coming up with those sayings or what you display, and is it your job to stay on top of social media trends and all, to have like Hawk Tua out there or whatever's out there today?
Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. Yeah. Do you have that in your store?
No, my wife would kill me if I had that in the store. So
well, wait a minute. I was asking about her in a polite way, Wes. Wes Kazmark, because I would think, look, we go to the Wildwoods now, but we love coming over to Ocean City, too. I would think an Ocean City audience, she might not fly. Wildwood, I could see it more.
Yeah, for sure. Ocean City's, you're going to see people who just push the envelope with the freedom of speech and that kind of stuff, but definitely, certainly more of that kind of thing in Wildwood. That's not the brand of, or I don't want to just single out Wildwood, but that's just, let's just say that's not Ocean City's brand. Like, it's a family town, like, and it's just, you don't, you know, and I mean, I got an 18-year-old daughter, so there's just certain things. Like, I have my limits on, money is not, everything for me, you know? I would not want to, make a quick buck on something like that.
So when it comes to displaying things, do you go to the 18-year-old daughter for what would be cool for the, you know, teenage crowd? Or...
So you know what? She's actually, I do. When it comes to the fashion business, which, I mean, I'm a guy. You know, I have the T-shirt store. I have the beach store. That stuff's no problem. When it comes to, like fashion stuff, my daughter is my target audience. She's excellent. I take her with me to trade shows. Yeah, she's very good.
Oh,
I actually let her with my wife sometimes. Yeah, very great.
So you got this from your father. It was a surf theater in 79. He changed it into the surf mall, kind of handed it down to you guys. Is your hope to hand it down to the daughter eventually?
You know, I want them to make their own call on that. I definitely want them to at least, you know, try some other things before they, but it'll be there for them. You know, it would, certainly would be great retirement ticket for me, but I'm not looking that far down the road. It's kind of, this industry, you got to really want it, not just do it because it's there. I'm not complaining. I love what I do, but if you don't, this is not something you should do.
I hear you. What's your particular stores, Wes? What do you manage in the mall?
So I got T-shirt world, so all that kind of like printable Ocean City souvenir kind of stuff. I have a beach shop where you sell, like, you know, boogie boards, skin boards, chairs, that kind of thing. And then I have a fashion boutique called the Birdcage that I have one in the mall and then one in Seattle, one in Stone Harbor.
Ah, anything in the Wildwoods, Cape May?
No, nothing there. Nope, that's just where. Three is enough for me right now. Being in three towns, I'm talking to you in my van right now. I'm between inventory drops. So It's kind of a grind to get, like, three, you know, being in three different places is challenging enough. I don't think I'm taking a fourth.
All right. Well, work over your brother a little bit. Come on. Give us a break here with the credit card stuff. But
I think he thinks I am. He very politely says, I don't know what I'm doing on this one. So, you know, listen, to each his own. You know what I mean? This is why we're partners when it comes to the building, but we're our own operators. He can do what he wants. I do what I do, and that's how it works. It worked real well that way.
Well, we're gonna stop in when we get over at Ocean City. Wes, thank you. Thanks so much. And if anything occurs to you that's a trend or whatever, we'll check in with you later in the summer. We'd love to hear what's going on. Wes Kazmark, owner of the Surf Mall on the Ocean City Boardwalk. What avenue is that on, Wes?
12th and Boardwalk.
Very nice, Wes. Thank you. Thanks for joining us today.
Yep. Thanks for having me on, guys. Appreciate it. Have a good fourth.
Wes Kazmark here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. Yesterday, we had an all-out assault on guys like Dan.
Yeah.
You heard him. You know, how long has this gone on? How could cash be more inconvenient? Now, if it's somebody, I don't want to be a misogynist, you know, a woman taking out a big purse thing, then another purse inside that. I have my cash ready to bang, and I'm out of there. Oh, they got to make change. They don't know how to make change. Everything is.
You got to go to an ATM and pay $3.50 for the fee anyway. So what's the difference? It's 3.5%.
I'm not using an ATM.
Sometimes more, unless you're getting $100.
I'm not using an ATM.
How are you getting your cash then?
Under my own bank.
Okay,
exactly.
So you're telling me it's less convenient to, prior to your trip, go to Bank of America, wait in line, or go inside, withdraw funds, have that in your pocket, get it soggy when you accidentally keep it in your pocket when you go into the ocean.
Oh God,
that's more convenient than just having a piece of plastic ready to go.
I don't know all this stuff. You're coming up from the beach and buying all this stuff.
There are far too many times I've had cash in my pocket in my freaking bathing suit that's just disgusting and have to give it to Manco and Manco Pizza and I feel like an idiot.
All right. 855-839-1210. So are you in Dan's camp? Are you in my camp here on this? And thanks to Wes coming on because... I just reject having to pay this fee. It's your own money. You can pay in cash or even if it's by credit. Why in the world have we gotten to this point? Several people calling in too. They don't like to pay by card. They wanted to go direct.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I. .com
to the server, that kind of thing. And I'm in agreement with that. Again, Dan, we had some conspiracy people calling in. It's the government, I tell you. They don't want us using cash. There is something to be said that cash is just freedom. This other stuff has too many people looking at it, too much difficulty associated with it. Misinformation. Can you imagine that with a rogues gallery of what goes on here in Philadelphia? The woman who up until recently was the leader of this, Lisa Dealey, is the woman who, according to the Inquirer and others, and she came on the show once, she didn't challenge this, had her notary public license taken away because of a pretty infamous case that she was involved in. And she's going to tell me about election integrity. They're going to spend $1.4 million to suppress, because we're going to call it out. And I'll call out, why do we need these early election offices slash what really are voting places? If you're able to cast your ballot there, we ought to have eyes on it. Why can't we have eyes on that? You want to restore election integrity? Then stop trying to tell us. Linda Kearns, Dan, the other day said something, and I haven't gotten their material, and I'd love to get them on. The Committee of 70, these stuffed shirt uniparty people, who tell us that elections are always fair in Philadelphia and we're making it up, they are opposed to this effort to recruit hundreds, if not thousands, of poll watchers across Pennsylvania. They're afraid that these people are going to start trouble. What? By insisting that the law, the letter of the law must be followed here, up and down the line. And I play this tape routinely. This was the Mitt Romney election. African-American woman, about 70. She was properly credentialed, Republican representative. They wouldn't let her into a polling place. And the guy who was involved with escorting her was on the phone with me as this was going on. I have tape of it, of what they were doing. What do you do in a situation like that? They tell you, go downtown, get lawyers. 8 hours later, they do what they want. We're not going to restore election integrity unless we stop this nonsense, like the Dropbox decision in Wisconsin. This is where the fight is. And I'm here to tell you, though, if you roll over and think that Democrats are just going to win this and we're going to give up and all hope is lost and you can't win elections, then you're part of the problem. It has to be a bigger fight. That's what it's about. At every level, for every vote, particularly in places like Pennsylvania. It's Winston Churchill on the landing guards, in the beaches, in the streets. I'm talking about legally and not being pushed around with this. And that's why we see both forms of this. I think we have a very good shot at winning Pennsylvania, but I see decisions like this. The drop boxes are annoying because you can't monitor them. And this is where we get into the situation that I think Dinesh D'Souza was on something. You're not allowed to say that anymore. Of, are we seeing ballot harvesters, and where would they be able to drop these votes? The drop box. I mean, the governor of Pennsylvania got caught in this, wanting to take his vote and the vote of the wife and put, it's illegal. You can't put somebody else's vote in there. Letter of the law on this. All right, 855-839-1210. So we can't take care of the whole country, but we're doing our part here in Pennsylvania with two great people on top of this. But these polling places that Democrats, I think they're opening up 15 of them or something in Philadelphia, they ought to be illegal. This is a battle. If you can cast a vote there in any way, shape, or form, then we should be able to watch it. That's all. No, you can't watch it. You're causing trouble. We know exactly what you're doing. You're trying to intimidate voters. We're not intimidating anyone. And you're not going to intimidate us anymore. Let's go to Leslie and Bryn Mawr on Talk Radio 1210. And Roe just saying, we don't hear Leslie as much anymore. I wonder why. She must be busy with business. Leslie, welcome back.
Aloha.
Aloha. There, that's it. I knew you'd say that.
I've been listening. Oh, I just told Dan I missed yesterday. I feel like I'm not in the know anymore because I missed a day. But
I told Leslie, how dare her miss the Don Giordano program. Come on.
On July 4th. Even on Christmas. I was on a Christmas Eve one time telling people that. How could you miss it? Come on now.
You're allowed one a year, Leslie.
It's a sin, man. yeah, but I'll tell you, I do agree with you. We aren't going to take it anymore. And I think on these drop boxes and all of this election nonsense, we're going to continue to push back. And eventually, every day, more and more gets exposed of how this government has been lying to you. So, you know, a lot of people are going, And on cash or credit, I am cash. And Dan, do you pay your credit card statement off in full every month?
Well, I'm married to an accountant, so first of all, she does most of the bills.
Does she do that?
Yes, because we actually make a point to keep our credit high.
But every month you pay off the whole thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, our debt comes from student loans, to be honest, not from credit cards.
I'm going to get Maisie on and put her under oath.
Say my obsessions with cards, it's mostly debit cards, to be quite honest.
Okay.
Well, I don't consider a debit card a credit card.
Well, you're still swiping it, right?
Yeah, I consider it a credit card. Yeah. Yeah.
No, see, my thing about cash or debit is I don't want to get hit with a 21%. You know, fee that they charge you if you don't pay that in full.
Yeah.
So, you know, why bother using a credit card if I don't want to get smacked with a fee, a 21% interest fee?
But Leslie, the whole point here is it is so, you heard the guy right from the front line, so prominent that they have to charge us now because they're being hit with so much. Again, I just don't understand the freedom of cash versus all these entanglements. I just see cash as more freeing. You know exactly what you're doing, what the consequences are. I don't know if you're spending on a credit card, do you really feel what you're paying for each purchase as much?
I'm not sure if I understand the question. What do you mean?
Well, in other words, you know, credit card, there's no immediacy of transferring anything there. I wonder if you put it on credit, if you're just putting it off in your mind and you're overspending a bit. When you got to take out cash and pay and you're counting that out, it's a lot different.
Everything together. I mean, that's really why me and Maisie stay away from credit cards, is because I'm the kind of person that, you know, I'll lose track real quickly as to how much I'm spending, and I'm super irresponsible. So
there you go.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
There's my witness.
Yeah.
Leslie, who's the person?
You can get yourself into deep trouble with credit cards, and a lot of credit card companies go after college kids to get them to sign up for these credit cards because they know they'll miss a payment.
Yeah. Leslie, who's your person to explain patriotism?
Well, you're probably not going to know his name. Is Jacob Chansley. Do you know who that is, Dom?
I do not, no.
You do, though. He is the guy that painted his face and was bare-chested and had the flag the horn hat on at J6. Now, the aliens would, like, look at him and think, wow, is he friendly? And if we don't want him to think that they're friendly, then he's good. And he could also turn around and say, I believe I'm a good patriot.
And they think the social norm
in America.
The social norm is people with giant, you know, Fox hats on with horns coming out.
And no shirt or jacket in January.
Walk down the city street and wonder why everyone else isn't wearing it.
Thank you, Leslie. All right. I should have known that name. That's right. He's the most infamous guy. Oh, I think the mob is massing to come after Dan on the credit card thing here. They're massing, coming up with angles and all. What is more, look, you heard the guy in Ocean City. Great stuff, Dan. Thank you for getting him. Tell us that it's only 1 out of 8 that pay with cash. Oh, my. I thought it was maybe 50-50. You know, for a T-shirt, are you not paying with cash? Can't you pay with cash? Come on.
I'm going to go even further here. If you give $30 for a $24 T-shirt, then you got to deal with a 5 and some change that you got to put in your shoe for the rest of the day and walk through sand and then have both coins and sand in the box.
With the beach.
Well, you can't put them on. You don't even have shoes. You can't, because you got sandals on. So where do you put it? Just donate the coins to the boardwalk? Like,
all right, 855.
You want to have coins on you the rest of the day?
Really honored that at Mulligan's we were able to debut that the other day. Just beautifully done. Pam, I think, was the architect of this with an artist. They're at a T-shirt shop in Wildwood. You'll love them. They're kind of an inside thing, and Mulligan's has them for you now. Limited supplies, but we'll see how that goes. I think it'll take off in the next event there. Everybody will show up with them. So it's got the Mulligan's logo, if you will, and on the back, Summer White House. That's what it is for us. Let's go to Bo in Levittown on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Bo, good afternoon.
Hey, Dom, just getting off 18 in the Chamonix Valley. I think that's one of your more favorite clubs.
Wait a minute. How are the greens there, though? They're too slow.
Oh, I had a lot of three putts today.
What's your handicap?
What's that?
So what's your handicap? Are you better than Biden?
No, I am not better than Biden, unfortunately.
Bo, now that you mention it, can the guy over in the Chamonix, can they tell me why are the greens so slow? They're like Velcro that grabs the ball. Other than that, I love the course.
I mean,
it's a great, nice little course.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, huh?
Oh, absolutely. I complain about it constantly, sure.
The only thing, I mean, what was good afterwards on the 19th, they make some of the best chicken salad on the planet. And this leads me into, I'm a It Depends guy. My wife always uses cash. With me, it depends if there's a fee attached with the card. If there isn't, I use the card because I like getting the points back and the cash back.
Oh, we had a guy call
using the credit card.
Yeah, that said that and said it was foolproof with them. And that is an advantage. You have a good wife there. The wife uses cash. That's good.
All the
That's
time.
Really good.
All the
really
time.
Nice work. Absolutely.
Yeah, all the time.
Who would you? Who would you?
I think he calls himself a Depends guy. By the way, he probably might not want to say that.
Bo, who is it that you would have explain patriotism?
Well, I mean, I think you know he started with Star Trek. Gene Roddenberry.
That's a good choice.
Would be the man too.
Yep, that is a very good one. Thank you. Yeah, that's unusual. Dan, you know, The Millionaire Next Door, you ought to read. Now, you may have that covered. I'm not sure, but The Millionaire Next Door is, there was a whole series. I've had them on. How to Become a Millionaire. And you know what the first chapter or second chapter is? Marry someone who is not going to overspend the money that you're making. So Maisie has the green eye shade on, so maybe you've got that base covered. That's the way to...
It's very beneficial being married to an accountant who can speak really about money.
Also, if you get one store, maybe you'll be a millionaire, maybe you're not. You get that second one and you have that going, you're going to be a millionaire.
I have another tip.
Yes.
How about you find a millionaire to marry?
And you there you go. Yourself, yeah, right? Exactly. Right. Oh, but remember, it's the spender. So Bo's got a wife that uses cash. That's a good sign. Ron in South Jersey, Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Ron.
How you doing, Don?
Good, Ron.
Credit card all the way. Can you hear me?
Yeah, why?
Oh, credit card all the way. Because I get points, and I get cash back on one certain card. And when I travel, I'll use American Express for credits on that. And in fact, yesterday, I was buying something with my wife, and she said, why are you using the credit card? It was line 08. I didn't want all this change in my pocket. And the other thing is, whenever we go to a restaurant, I pay by credit card. She tips by cash.
We want the server to get everything. That's a good duo.
You never know what happens there.
Yeah. I like that plan. Ron, do you have somebody who would explain patriotism to the aliens?
Robin Williams.
Very good.
Go on.
Mork and Mindy. Yeah. Well, that's okay. Living or dead. You know, Dan, that sounded a little bit like Bob Brady to me. It might not have been Ron.
Bob Brady in disguise calling the show. Just giving up on Democrats himself.
Who else knows? I find it hard to believe he's a Democrat. He's just an old-fashioned Democrat. Yeah. At times, when we do Inside Story, it's like, come on, Bob, off air. Yeah, he doesn't go along with all. Helen Gim is going to win? I don't think so. Yeah, Bob Brady and Helen Gim? No. Well, it's a big tent. It's not that big, though. Really.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3, from Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.